will sing, Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. I believe, Lord, I believe.
Father, nobody can do for us. It is only you and you alone. In that all-sufficient name, as your prophet will always say, we come at this hour, Lord, asking for mercy, O God. Mercy in every areas of our life. Because we can see, Father, you are extending your mercy to us. And as your prophet said, it's to them that we accept, that is those that God will show mercy. We pray, Father, Lord, you will grant grace and help to many, O God, as we receive of that mercy, O God. May we all, O God, have that mercy with you in the name of Jesus Christ. We also ask of, Lord, your blessings, spiritual blessings, physical blessings, material blessings, financial blessings, as we are all needy people, O God. Lord, your prophet told us in this message, Lord, that you are reaching so many things. He said, above all, you are reaching mercy. Father, that's why we come to you tonight. Whatever be the need of your people, whether physical, spiritual, material, financial, Lord, you are rich, O God, to them that call upon you. We pray, Father, that you give unto each and every one of us the desires of our heart, Lord, that as we leave here, O God, this evening, we are going back better, O God. We are going back happy, O God. We are going back really settled, O God, that we have met with somebody. Grant it, eternal Father. Bless the reading of your word again. Bless the hearing of the same. Just for a little time, Father, we pray that you will bless our heart, O God. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered again for a second service like this, may you bless their gathering, O God. Be the help of your servant, be my help also at this hour. Take glory and honor, O God. Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. The Lord bless you. While we are still standing, let's turn our Bible to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, where we have been reading for about a week now. And we read from verse 1. He said, and you had it quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you, just permit me to use that word, ye means you, walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4, it says, but God, thanks be to God, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. I'm reading to verse 10, bear with me. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness to us, toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And may the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of this portion of his word in our hearts, in Jesus Christ's name. You can be seated. God bless you. Apostle Paul speaking here, the prophet said, if you look at verse 3 where he said, we in time past, we were fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature the children of wrath, even as other people that we find on the surface of the heart. I was not different from my fellow brother who is an idol worshiper. I'm not different from my fellow brother, my fellow sister, who doesn't even have any religion. But why was it that God just had interest in me? So Van said, because of his mercy. It was God that was rich in mercy. And you look at verse 4, say, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, love you, he loved me. Even when we were dead in sin, we didn't know God. We didn't know anything they call Christianity. We didn't know anything they call church. We didn't know that there was going to be a prophet. He saved us. And by grace, we are saved. Just as Apostle Paul said, lest any man should boast, it is not by work. Amen. That is why if you are thinking it is your work, God will make sure that you fall, so that you will realize that it is not your work that saved you. It is by grace that you are saved. We thank the Lord once again for another privilege to be in church and to sit at his feet and to hear his word. Amen. If you watch the trend and the way the Spirit of God has been moving, you know that God has been long-suffering in showing us mercy. Am I correct? God has been long-suffering, giving us mercy through preaching. But as the prophet said in this message, God will not force you to accept his mercy. No matter how simple or how linear the preaching go, no matter how hard the preaching go, like I was telling my family, I said, this message of the hour is hard. I tell you, it's hard if you want to be sincere. It's hard, and I know what I'm talking when I say it's hard. There are some certain area, some certain subjects where you go in, you know what that, like that quote the brother Pastor Chia read the Sunday ago. He said, I got no thoughts coming. When you want to follow this message, you don't want to surrender your thoughts. You reach a certain subject you want to, you are saying something, and humanly speaking, it doesn't make sense. But God says, it is like this, I want it. It's just like the preaching we were hearing this morning. Naaman, he said, I wrote in my book, the instruction of God in favor from person to person. If God wants to show me mercy, the way he will show me mercy is not the same way he will show pastor or the associate pastor. It will be different. Are you there now? It will be different because why? We are designed differently. As the teacher was teaching the morning, you carry this energy and you put it in a jabaka. It will never produce what you think will produce. Because why? They are made differently. Or you carry that over in Japan, you go and put it in VCs, and you are expecting VCs to perform the work of in Japan. It will not. Because you have changed their makeup. And God is the one that created us. God is the one that knows. May God help us. When he's giving us his word, when he's giving us instruction, he's showing us mercy. Sometimes it's not that you have sinned. Sometimes in my job, Satan manipulated you. Because Satan is a wicked fellow. He manipulated you, made you to disbelieve God's word. And God will show you mercy through preaching. Because that is his provided way to this. And he said, it's like this, because man, we are stubborn headed. You say, no. When you were doing for Brother Lagbaja, it's like this. Why is my own not like that? Sometimes that might not be the will of God. May God help us. Now we continue with our subject, God who is rich in mercy. The God who is rich in mercy. Now, Abraham told us, God is rich in mercy. Is that right? Because why? When we were dead in sin and trespass, Abraham said, look at that word of Apostle Paul. He said, while we're dead in sin and trespass, God has quickened us towards life. The Bible said, you look at the physical man, and let's say that man died, and we raise him up. The Bible said, it will be a great thing. Is that not so? But the Bible said, the one that is the greatest is a man that is spiritually dead. Just like we are hearing the teaching, Shubham. Leprosy, there really might not be, it doesn't carry pain. It's just a deformity. Unlike other sickness. There might not be pain that go with it. I mean. God says it's caused by wrong diet. It's just that it just eat up the flesh of woman, eat up the flesh of God. There's really no pain. And that's how spiritual leprosy is too. Satan is so man. It's so wicked. The man that had leprosy, he might start for one finger. Let's just examine it. It's time for one finger. The man might not take note. Except, God help me. I hope he says one day. Say, all my finger is cut off. If you know something happening to my face, I'm deformed. Gradually, the man said, that's how sin is. It becomes so innocent. Except, God help you. God open your eyes to cut out of it. Lie is lie. There's nothing like white lie, nothing like small lie. Lie is lie. May God help us. But it is God that is rich in mercy. Like I said last week when I said, you told a lie, nobody see you. The pastor was not there. Your wife was not there. Your husband was not there. But through the power of preaching, or through the power of the word of God, you just add the word of God. You feed from them in your heart. Why did you feed from them? There are other bigger liars. Why are they not feeling condemned the way you feel from them? It is God's mercy to you. Like a brother, I can't remember the year, but he was telling me, he said, this one, you people are making a case out of my own case. Am I the only one that is doing this thing?
See, there are many people, worse people than us. Did it become my own water exposed? And that is the truth. Let us narrow it down. If your case had not been exposed, and you are feeling justified, say, nobody see me. I tell you, God see you. God see you. And just showing mercy to you. He just showing mercy. And you think that, oh, you can continue and we can get by with it. Hey, no, no, friend, you can't get by with it. You better just accept the mercy of God.
If I am wrong, I am wrong.
I don't know how to explain it again. Like sometimes when we carry some topic in the minister meeting and they are saying something, and I ask them, what is the way out? A simple case in the case of adultery. When you say somebody is causing adultery, please, what is the solution?
But the man that we sit down, they want to argue and argue, as if clearly,
then that's what God wants. That's when you watch, there is a difference. Let's have paragraph 47. The God who is rich in mercy.
But I said, why is it you look when you were growing up like other child?
Are you here now?
Many of you, you can fellowship with me on this talk. When you was a little boy or a little girl, you will walk around and there will be certain things that you would just wear. It wouldn't bother the other kids.
I enter mommy pot, I carry meat, I put it.
Nobody see me in the house.
Nobody know.
Maybe mommy did not even know the number of meat she put inside the pot. Your children, are you here? Are you listening to me?
Mommy did not know the number of meat that was in the pot. When you enter, you carry, and you eat the meat. The one that would have been for somebody else. Then later, they were dishes for every other person. You bought extra. And you feel good. Is that not so?
But thing is sin. Amen.
My father used to say something. When I give you money, that time we used to eat a lot of akara. And we drink pap. So he sent us then to go and buy. Okay, akara is what we call it here in the West. To go and buy akara outside. And when you are coming home, because when the person will give you extras, it is very odd. You will quickly open and eat one or two. He says, we'll burn you your mouth. You do not enjoy it very well.
And that's how sin is. It looks very sweet when you are eating it, nobody sees it.
But you know you are not enjoying it.
You know in your heart you are eating condemnation.
You are eating in your mind telling you that you are not doing bad. You go to the house, you are trying to just make God have mercy.
Now, brother, so you see, you could remember where you would do things.
You see, where it wouldn't bother the other kids.
But it seems like there was something in you that was bothering you. You were crying out. And you say, I want to go and do restitution.
I remember I stole something. And that laptop,
it is not me. Nobody knew I was the one that stole it.
He says, oh, that laptop, that day, I'm the one that stole it.
How many of us can do that?
But we see that, we say we are fine.
May God help us. Just as we are here in the morning, we want to clean every week.
We want to start with God, including me. That's what, like I said, when I say,
in the light of God's word, you have to get to some place, you hear something, you stop and say, God, let me check myself.
Let me examine myself.
Eject my preacher aside. Let me examine myself.
Where am I standing?
It's not that I come to preaching is fine, but I go to God that God, I don't want to preach others in me. I'm out. Work on me. If I'm no good, I'm no good. I don't want to pretend.
We've got to get to that point.
Why do we come to church? Just as we are in the morning. That's where sometimes, and for me, by the grace of God, what everybody is doing is not my business. It's me and God. But sometimes you find those groups in the church.
People come for different reasons.
But when you come to church, the pastor will come to check our soul, check up with our soul, you know, our soul salvation. We come to be examining ourselves.
Then I'm coming, preaching is going on, I'll be putting the preaching, is brother so and so. This line, bro, share, are you listening?
You are a carnal person. You don't know why you are here. Every preaching, I take it to myself. I examine myself. I'm telling you, behind the pulpit, I'm not lying. I take it when I'm taking it, God. Let me explain myself in the life of this preaching. What is my life? Where am I standing? If I'm wrong, have mercy upon me. Like somebody asked me, when they say, I'm very sorry if this will embarrass you, but I didn't mean that. He said, if they say, you want to be remembered in prayer, and people will misunderstand you, brother, sister, I don't mind. If the person wants to think I'm a sinner, let them think. In the life of preaching, when I hear preaching and I feel condemnation in my heart, I raise my hand to God. I'm saying, Pastor is here by the grace of God. I'm not raising my hand to Pastor. Neither am I raising to any minister. It is to God. And that's why you see sometimes I face the wall. I don't want to be distracted. So people ask me, you dance sometimes, you are facing the wall. Are you dancing to the wall? I'm helping myself. We all know why we are here. You better know why you are here. I'm not your example. Know why you are here. You have to get to that point. Because all kinds, we all come to church, as you have this morning. The real you is when we finish service now, if we want to be sincere. When we finish the service now, and we all go home. That's the real me. How do I live? That's my wife there. How do I live with my wife? How do I live with other people outside? If there is a fault in my life, I must be sincere. God, in the light of this vision, there's still something. Or we'll go with free fire. No. That's why we come to church. So that's it. Other kids, nothing about them. But you, they just seem like something in you that cry out. And let it not be that it's the church that it just taught. Eject passion, Lord, as we go to our home, let that burning go with us to our home. If you are very sorry, feel sorry for yourself that God, I promise you, whatever I confess before you, this morning, the service or any other services, I decide, I'm determined, I will not do it again. And God hear you. If you are sincere that way, I tell you, God will give you the grace. But Pastor, that is the person that you know there's a difference. It's because what? The seed of God is in you. Just as we said to you, when I say go, I said, just check your life. If you notice, that's where you can overcome. Just see that there is a representation of God in you. You might not be good. Say yes, accept it, I'm not good. Don't deceive yourself. But you know that God is inside. Maybe you are like that woman at the well. Brother said it was God that was reaching mercy to her. She was a prostitute, but she didn't like that. Rehab the Lord, she was a prostitute. Why did God come away? It was God that was reaching mercy to her. Look at Jonah, the preacher that we had this morning. Prophet said, though in his backsliding state, some people might say, forsake God. But we had it this morning. Or no, Lord, go by here. God arranged his life that way. Jonah would have, in his self, would have said, oh God, I didn't determine to fail you. But before the foundation of the world, God had write the story of Jonah. Whether you like it or not, I will tell you, Jonah, go to Nineveh. You will decide not to go. You will go to Tarshish. So, brother, sister, don't kill yourself. Find grace to submit yourself to God. I say, God, help me. I want to line up. That's the only way we can just please God. As a prophet said, that man said, you want to have find favor with God. Just accept his word. That's where you know you are different. You look at your neighborhood. Other people are cursing. But you cannot curse. Other business people, they do their business anyhow. But you see, you cannot do your own like that. Why? You should ask yourself, something is, there's a difference between me and these other people. That is why they will not like you. And they don't need to like you. You are different. We had it this morning. They call Jesus Christ different names. But did he change who he is? No. You know who you are. It's the person that don't know who you are. They call me this, they call me that. May God help us. But I said, there's something in you that cry out. There was God somewhere. Yet you were a sinner. Can you remember? Now, what was that? That was that little form of life in you there. A good example is Jacob. God bless you, my brother. Jacob and Esau. Remember, I said, Esau looked like the good man. Is that not so? But Jacob was a bad boy. But to see that representation of God, God says, you will always have respect for God. When they talk about church, you will not open your mouth and talk foolish things. When you see yourself, you don't respect God, you don't respect God's word, you don't respect God's Sabbath, check the seeds that is in you. You might be in whatever state you are, God knows you. But check in your heart, how is your heart running with God? Tonight, bear with me, I will touch some scratches in. Because we are living a very evil day that God is showing us mercy, but we are not accepting mercy. Few days ago, I was talking on this thing. You see this thing? If we are not careful, we send many of us to hell. It's one of the three of knowledge of good and evil. Perhaps maybe Jesus Christ in his day, he didn't live to use it. And Satan will tell you, they are telling me now, you're a girl of how many years? 12 years. And you want to use it. Wait for your time. Don't rush. They go into this thing and they are doing all sorts of rubbish. We hear the story. This is the story. Hear the story. Young people, I'm talking of message church. Young people, they are sending nude pictures to one another. We have gotten to that point. Chebi, few days ago, and I was talking about old people. It has gotten to young people. The preacher was saying, the girl entered the bathroom and was bathing. And put on the thing, I was calling the boy on WhatsApp or whatever. I tell you, let us switch to video. I said, you like what you are seeing, Shemo Parosa? You see where we have gotten to? And they will come to church and see that very innocent. You better repent. God is rich in mercy. You see, Brother Joseph, I cannot own myself. Like one pastor will say, he said, the church member came and met me, pastor, I'm 18 years. I cannot own myself. In fact, my neighbor, he said, I understand what the problem of that sister was. And I told that sister, call. Brother said, there's nothing wrong with that. You see that you have gotten, you have reached the age of, you change by human deceiver. It is still the same you that you are saying you cannot hold yourself. You will see someone that is young, marry, you open your, I don't want to use a foul language. You open your mouth and say, hey, I see that person. He married at a very early age. Instead of you to be appreciating God that the person didn't live a foul life, but you know the kind of life you are living. And you are still judging the person that even did right, managed to do right. The sister married early, and you are just lambasting. How is your life? This is the word of God. Let all of Jesus, my day, very soon. And this is what we judge, including me. How is our life? As the preacher was saying, we are going to that point. If you want to go out as I did preach now, you are free. Yes, you are free. We are going to say, you see this thing? If you know that you are not mature enough to use it, better surrender it. There are people every day on the internet that say, I close internet for 1 year. Chibiti was in the minister meeting, they were saying, a brother was saying, I know I will be on fasting just to keep myself from masturbation. We are people in the church. I'm talking of so-called message. I'm not talking outside. And where did they see all those things? This is it. But God is rich in mercy. God can deliver you. Young people, you know yourself. Those of you that say, you can't tell daddy something. You can't tell mommy something. But you have certain means that you go and tell. God can deliver you. He's rich in mercy. The God that can deliver Rahab. But the Bible said that was what Paul was saying. We that were once dead in sin and trespass. I go through, when I'm driving through, I see naked women, I see undressed women. I know how my heart's wrong. I can't help it. I cry out, God help me. You know yourself. I'm in that state, Lord. And God help me. God deliver me. And you look, Satan is still coming in that same dimension. I said you want to deceive yourself. You have to cry again and expose that devil. Amen. That's what the prophet told us. Expose the devil. He said, I'm having some bad thought. Your wife, if you are married, you have a wife. Tell your wife, this is how my heart is burning. Yes! That's how you kill the devil. You know, you used to be a drunk. You used to drink before. And God, you just stop. Just as we were saying on Wednesday, maybe you drink it just to get your life. Don't deceive yourself. You started preaching, came, you said you wanted to baptize, and you stopped there. That's not where God wants you to stop. You stop your drinking. You stop your smoking. Nowadays, you know, no need to buy cigar. I did that group. I carry one person one day, say, oh, God, carry away the same flavor. I said, flavor? What's flavor? He brought it in. I thought it was airport. But I thought they're shaking here. I said, hey, Mr. Man, stop. I thought it was airport. I said, so now they have made smoke. So very fanciful. You will not even know that is what they are holding. And they feel very fine. The verse said, the mommy will ask you, have you started smoking? You know. You say, no, I did not smoke. But God is rich in mercy. Maybe God wanted to use mommy to deliver you. He said, did you smoke? He said, no, I did not smoke. You tell her. You say, you are graduating? From that, you think that mommy did not catch me today. You continue. You join the bad group. But one day, as another preacher was saying, if you are a child of God, as Baba used to preach, God will put your back on the ground. Oh yes, and that time it might be hard. But I tell you, you don't need to wait till you get to that point. May God help us. The God who is rich in mercy. Now, Proverbs said, paragraph 84, said the only way that we can have favor with God is when we have respect for what it says. Amen. If the word of God says, this is my life, the way my life is going is not good, what should I say? Proverbs said, I should say, yes, Lord. What you are saying is truth. What you are saying is correct. An example was that woman that Jesus met. That will cry and say, that son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus looked at her and said, I cannot give what is for the children to dogs. How many of us can take that? Let us be sincere that we come to Jesus Christ church and you tell Jesus, I want healing. And they tell you that healing that you want. You have gone to doctor houses everywhere you have gone. And they tell you, I cannot give you a dog. What an insult. Is that not that's what some of us will say? I even came as the association was saying this morning. If Naaman would have said, hold me, the prophet cannot even come out. He cannot even give me regard. What's no respect of person? He said, look, he didn't even respect me. He called me a dog. You will miss it. May God help us. But Uma said, yes, you are correct. My race, we are dogs. We are not even included in the program. How I wish that is the way we see ourselves as Gentiles. That we were not even in the plan. The people that God had planned for were the Jews. Those were his own people. But because why? They rejected him. He turned to us, the Gentiles. It was God rich in mercy. We were serving dumb idols. Like I said, Abraham. Maybe you thought Abraham was a Christian. Abraham was no Christian. When God called him, he was an idol worshiper. And God said, Abraham, leave your kindred, leave your country, leave your father's house, and come and walk with me. That's the same way he has called us. He called us to this way. Abraham said, you can look in your life one time. You were somewhere before. You were going to different church, whatever, that will serve you. All the addresses is in your pocket. They are not interested in your soul. But your God was rich in mercy to you. He allowed you to come to the message of your day. And still, it is not you, brother. It's the devil. At least I understand that. It's the devil that is trying to block you from accepting God's provided way today. But may God help us. The Bible says, by grace we were saved. What caused that change? If pastor can be changed, why can I not be changed? Can we get to that level? Like I was telling some young ministers in the minister meeting, they were talking, I said, hey, you better be careful. Tell Bathsheba, you will miss it. I said, better take example of this old man. Let us see how they work. If you walk that way, you will not miss it. But if you go the way they talk like that, you will miss her. Yes. May God help us. Everybody today wants to be a leader. Everybody today wants to be a gaga. But are we ready to learn? Everybody today want enter gym. Who doesn't like a good life? I like a good life too. Everybody want to fly play. It is good. But the days, thank God, Baba said, the days that pastor would dread from Mokola to Oshoshami, at least I had that one. How many of us were ready to dread? Nobody want to dread now, these young people. But we want to enjoy. God must train you. Amen. It is beyond being a preacher. Whether as businessman too, as you are this morning, you must also undergo training. Whether as artisan, you must undergo training. Whatever, wherever God has called us to, we must undergo training. May God help us. 84. Please, do you get that, my brother? And today, friends, the only way that we can ever have favor with God is rich in mercy today. You believe that? But we have got to do what? Respect what he was, he said about it. If God said to tell a lie is wrong, I should say what? Truth. Lord, I have told a lie. The only remedy, what do you want to say? I should go and cover that lie that I tell that family. And I will surrender my prestige. He don't prestige life. I want to please God. I'll surrender my pride. For that thing I said is a lie. If I stole, and I know nobody see me, but I know God saw me, and my heart is telling me, I know that God is still showing me mercy. At least by that, by my own heart, I know that God loves me. If you look up and take me the other side, God is telling me that I am wrong. How could be crying, God? I know the fellow will look at me as a very bad. He might have been thinking I'm a good person. But when I now go and say, that thing that you people were looking for that day, I help you people find it. Nami Kalia. Hi! How will you sound? But you've got to do it, brother. It's okay. Lord, maybe you're a fornicator or you're an adulterer. Oh, God, I would like confess it. But I say you won't confess it. Oh, if you're your sister, can you say amen? You must confess all to your husband. When you come to the point of marriage, all your life. Are you hearing it? So if you don't want to confess your life, you better don't go do it in the first place. And if you're a married person, you've done it. You will confess it to your partner. That is what the word says. If you want to find favor with God, we have got to do what? Respect what is said about any situation. That is when we can walk with God. May God help us. You just can't take what somebody else is saying. And that is what some people are looking for. They are looking for cheap roots, like a preacher said. When it is the time for their wedding, they look for a preacher that will give them bailouts. Hey, but a true servant of God will ask you, is there any impediment? Amen. And God be merciful to you. You lie to that preacher. You are not lying to him. You have lied to God. At least the preacher did his best. He asked you. Any impediment? He did it maybe in the secret so that he will not say it in the open. And you say, Pastor, no impediment. But you know there's impediment. May God have mercy upon us. Then they are looking for a bailout. Looking for the minister that will he just come and wed them, he will not ask questions. They like that kind one. But the one that is hard like for some, sorry, sir. They will go for that one. He said, if you go, they will ask you questions. You think, why did they fear this place? Because this place, by the grace of God, I know we are stand on the word. That's why I said this message is hard. I'm telling you, you reach on top, even me as a minister, I reach on top of something I say, hey? Like a particular topic, I had to ask questions at the minister meeting. You mean like this? I said, go, okay, help me. Let me understand it myself. Because I need a bigger affair. May God help us. You just can't take what somebody else is saying. Yes. It has got to be revealed personally to you, each and every one of us. You've got to take what God said. Are you there? Thank God. The message is everywhere. It's on our phone. It's on our iPad. Now bear with me. I was telling a few friends too. I said, in the days of our fathers, I said, that is why, bro, can you help me find that quote? I asked the brother, I gave him a quotation. I said, that quotation, I used to hear many preachers say it. I said, can you find me that quote? I said, because me, I have the duty of that. I've said one, and somebody has been waste the quote. I could not produce it. So I'm praying, God, give me grace. Anything that's not there, let me not say problem's sake. Yes! I told the brother, I said, in the days of our fathers, book would not know. Book! I told them, look at this meeting now. They put book. None of us come to book. We all have gadgets. But as the preacher said this morning, how many of us, even as ministers, let's not say church member. It's not only the minister that got the responsibility to study this word. You also got to study the word. How many of us study that word? Some people, you are looking at another person. Look at yourself. It's an individual affair. How many of us got the time to study the word? Like I used to play sometimes New Version Bible. They say, okay, you don't want to read the Bible. Let the Bible read itself to you. You see, it's very simple. Because why? God has understood that Satan is very smart in this age. He will use every tactic, give us work to do until we are looking for money. It's good. Is that not so? We have wife. We have children. Our mama lost his school. We don't have time to read the Bible. Okay, I put my earpiece inside. But they are selling earpiece. You can allow the Bible to read itself to you. But Satan will block you from that. That is when we see that Satan is fighting. You can allow the message of the hour to read itself to you. As you are doing your work, maybe you are washing plates. As you are washing your plate, the message is reading to you. As you are driving, the message is reading itself to you. You don't need to care what anybody is saying. I didn't see you come to church and kick your head on the table. I am not pleasing you, bro. I'm not pleasing you, sister. You don't need to see me when I do it. I'm pleasing somebody. That's who we live for. May God help us. But Satan is using every tactic, everything he can use. And that's why I begin to work on our mind as a prophet and the Bible that we read said. But if we have found grace to see the tactics of the devil, we should understand that God has shown us mercy. And we should live differently. May God help us in Jesus' name. So you see, you've got to take what God said. He said, let every man's word be what? A lie. And let mine be what? The truth. But today that we are told, all of you have to do this in many places, is join church, have a creed or something like that. Or you say a prayer, you put your name in a book, or be sprinkled or baptized in a certain way or something like that. That is all you have to do. But that is wrong. See? To be an equal of God, are you there? To be an equal of God, you've got to follow the word every Sunday. God bless you. You've got to follow the word, what? Every day, day by day, including me. You've got to continue to feed upon the word. Because a human patient is one of them. Yeah! And many times, it is things that look very innocent. I am looking for money. That's why I did not come to church. I am looking for money. That is why I didn't study the word. I am looking for money. That is why I didn't do this. That's why I didn't do that. Satan will give us something. But we are going to deliver ourselves. We are going to study that word day by day. At least I've given us an head. If you cannot find grace just to set 20 minutes at me, permit the thing to read itself to you. May God help us. But what do we find? Okay, you've got to continue feed upon that word. May God help us. God is rich in mercy to us, remember? But I say, knowing what kind of enemy that is on this age, God that has seen the end from the beginning, he has sent this prophet with an equal anointing. He understands every... That's why, brother, sister, young people, you say, our pastor don't know the kind of temptation I'm going through, but God knows. Are you there? They don't understand what we are passing through in our campus. If it is their days, Tabak Father was in school, they will fall. Let us not be careful to say that way. God knows. And that is why he brought a higher anointing. Prabhupada said, because I'm conscious of the time now. He says, just like the story of the young eagle that was born in the chicken yard. You know yourself. I know myself. When the word says, let us not go to questionable places, and we begin to go there, our hearts will be telling us, you are doing wrong, Joseph. You are doing wrong, Joseph, but I will not listen. That is the truth. I will not listen to that. I will not listen to that thing that is talking to my consciousness or my subconscious. That way you are going is wrong. Our eyes will open. But before that thing was warning us. May God help us. He tells you, don't keep complaining. We wrong people. But Bible says, you as parents, we as parents, we should advise our children, boy or girl, let them keep company with Christian people. He has the reason why he gave us those instructions. He said, let your boys be in company of Christian boys. Let your girls be in company of Christian girls. He had the reason for putting all of those things. Because why? He understands this age that we are living in. The kind of spirit that will be. Like some people say, I can't trust my brother. Somebody has told me that. I can't trust my fellow blood brother. I said, but if you believe that he has God, you can trust him. He said, I cannot trust my uncle, therefore I will not allow anybody come to my house. I just laugh. I am not God. I cannot do more than God can do. Somebody said, you don't know what is going on. You will just kill yourself. You can't be the Holy Spirit. When the children go to their campus, we want to follow them to the campus. When my wife is going out, I want to follow my wife. I will kill myself. I've got to trust them in the hand of God. Put the one before them. Like we say, the same way you as daddy came and surrendered your life to Christ. Tell them that is the same way they will come also. If there is a tomorrow, they marry and give birth. That is the same way their children will come. They must repent. They must be baptized. And they must start growing in that Christian journey. May God help us. But you look at that story of the little eagle. His nature was different, but his environment contaminated it. And when the chicken will give cloth on Papa, he doesn't understand the sound. He gave cloth, he knew, he said, he was different. There was something about him was just different. Until one day, may God help us. Papa, and that's when you know, one day, this is the word of God will come that will spark that seed. One day, the mama eagle came and gave a scream. When he gave his scream, Prophet said, that little eagle, he recognized that this voice I hear now, it sounds familiar, but he had never seen the mother before. He looked at, yes, I'm not supposed to be here. Then the chicken ran away and said, you were a stubborn, naughty fellow before. We know you. You will not listen. You will die here. He said, no. I'm hearing something that sounds familiar. He said, Is that not it? You think you are a Christian. As your friends will say, you think you are this, you are that. Only. They call you all sort of name. But you know that there is something different between you and them. You know that what you are hearing now is sounding like what is inside of you. That thing has always been here. We only did not recognize it. But that day, that word of God came and ignited, and your eyes opened. You should find grace and say, God help me. Prophet said, then the mama eagle will be communicated to the eaglet. You see, you have two wings. Maybe you never used it before. He said, hey, where are the wings? Because of the chicken, as they are around the chair, I never see them fly. He said, you got it. Exercise it. He said, okay, there's one year, there's one year. He tried to do it. Prophet said, then maybe climb the fence. What? He looked, he said, oh, I got something. He said, you can go beyond that. You can go beyond the cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. One survive, and he survive. You can go beyond that. Who tell you you can't go beyond violence? Who tell you you can't go beyond gossip? You can go beyond that. You can come to the stage of receiving the Holy Ghost because it is for you. It is for your children. It is for them that are far off. even as many as God will call. It's not only for the ministers. It's for everyone that will call. May God help us. And as many as will accept it. Papa said another story is the story of the dog that maybe find itself also around the chickens. But Papa said there was something different about those bears. He didn't know that it was a dog. He just found himself very funny little thing among the chickens. His place is to be in the water. But he was going with the chicken just on the land. Until one day, all of them found themselves inside water. And the chicken were crying, "You will die there, you will die there." They didn't know that is where we have his revival. As they were running out, he was just sailing on. He was having his good time. That is how you will be, brother. Because why? Proverbs said, the seed has always been there. But the day that the word of God called, maybe through preaching or through whatever means, and God sparked that seed, you know that your journey has started. Like Jacob. Jacob, all the while, he had been playing trick, deceiving everybody. But he had respect. Proverbs said that is where you know the difference. He had respect for the birthrights. Then the day came that he remembered, "I've got to go home." Whether we like it or not, we will come to that stage. True children of God, they will come to that stage. It might be maybe it's a old person. When he began to think that, hey, age is stealing on, I've got to go home very soon. Maybe you are a young person. It is sickness that enter. And God knows that for you to come back home is when they put that sickness in there. You put the sickness, you start thinking about God. Hey, maybe this is the way out. You start thinking about God. That was the case of Jacob. He started thinking, I've got to, my seed, I find me out today. I've got to face Esau. The pastor said, the way back is the way of repentance. He started repenting. He started asking God for mercy. Go, if you can just have mercy upon me. Then God showed him mercy. He got a hold of the angel of God. He said, I will not leave you until you bless him. He said, you will not leave me. I will do something for you. You will not be the same. He said, I don't mind. Are we ready like that? Because there are many of us. We want God to be our Savior. But we don't want him to be our Lord. We want him to save us from the power of sin. But we don't want him to control our life. We are not ready. We want God to be our healer. But we don't want him to be our Lord. We are not ready. He's rich in so many things, as the prophet said. But the most important one is this mercy of being changed. May God help you, my brother. May God help me, my sister. It is good to come to church. It is good to hear all the sermon. It's even good to quote it. But what good is it if my life is not changed? What good is it when I leave this church and I go and live like devil, as if I never had a sermon? It is so bad. Shall we bow our head while we think on those things? God, who is rich in mercy. The songwriter said, I should have fallen, and my soul should have been cast down. He said, but the mercy of God rewrote my life. I should have been like other boys that are on the streets. I should have been like other girls. But God still gave me the privilege to be born into the home that I'm born. I know myself. I know my life is no good. I am just deceiving myself, thinking I'm deceiving mommy, thinking I'm deceiving daddy. I know myself. God, you still give me opportunity. I come to the church. I hear preaching upon preaching. But how can I overcome? The Bible said the way to overcome is to understand the devil in all of his tricks. It's for you to understand that it is Satan that is deceiving you to live the kind of life you are living and think that you are okay when you are not okay. This is another opportunity, brother and sister. Even as we had in the Sunday school and as we had in the morning service, it's another opportunity of God showing us his mercy. We know that you have not been true. Maybe you're dealing with one another, brother to brother, sister to sister, couples, husband and wife, wife and husband. Just find grace and say, God help me. Let me be humble enough in the light of your word. Whatever your word say, I want to find favor with you. And God said, this is the way out. You say, God, just help me. If I've got to say sorry to my child, I should be able to say sorry to my child. You know that the way that you went about it was wrong. Maybe if I go to say sorry to my wife, the way I dress my wife, in the process of maybe all we conversing, I use certain language I shouldn't have used. The first verse I say, I'm very sorry. The woman was telling me yesterday, the children of nowadays, they don't respect people. They say, one girl was telling me, I can burn the type of you. I said, that girl, he's mentally deviant. The girl look at you, a old woman like this, and is telling you, he can burn somebody like you. I said, madam, you're not supposed to listen to the girl. You're supposed to know, say, the girl, something is wrong with the brain. How will a girl of 60 years be telling you, of 50-something years, he can burn somebody like you? They don't have respect. It's a spirit that walked in the children of disobedience. I said, they don't understand. Madam, don't forgive her. If you are like that, in this church, you are a young person. Remember what the Bible says, honor your father and mother, so that your days can be long and it can be well with you. You just open your mouth and talk anyhow to your mommy, you open your mouth and talk anyhow to your daddy, you better go back and repent. Go back and ask daddy to forgive you. If you want to live long, if you want life to be good to you, go and ask them for mercy. Maybe beyond daddy, it might be your brother, it might be somebody that is older than you. Tell God. That's why we come to church. In the light of this world, when we hear his word, we see certain areas that we are wrong. We ask him to give us grace. Are you here, young people? And you know that you are struggling with certain sin in your life, maybe masturbation, maybe unclean living. You know it, nobody know. You know it. And you know ministers that you are calling. But you can't even call your pastor. You can't tell the pastor in here. You will find a minister outside that will give you soft landing. Remember, Brother said, let every man's word be a lie. It's only God's word that will be the truth. Be sure that your sin will find you out someday. It is better, brother, sister, that will fall in the mercy of God than just to fall in the hand of a man that will give us soft landing. You want to be remembered? Why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed? As I hand over to the associate pastor, say, God help me. God give me grace to live for you. Give me grace to serve you. We are living in a very dangerous day. Satan is using every tactic they can use, but I need you to help me.
Let us pray. Gracious eternal Father, we thank you for your word that we have just heard. Heaven and earth will pass away, but a jot out of your word will never go unfulfilled. Your prophet said that God will not condemn a sinner for being a sinner, because as we are born, we inherit that by our natural birth. We said the only thing that we condemn anyone for is for refusing to accept the way that God has provided out of that sin. We thank you for your word that we have had. Lord, we know that your purpose is not just to condemn, but your purpose is to give us an opportunity to make amendments to our life so that we can obtain mercy from you. Lord Jesus, we have heard your word, and we have spoken individually unto you, and hands of some of your children are up, and you are the only one that knows the very reason why the hand is up. We ask Heavenly Father, that whatsoever be the need behind the hand, may your mercy speak for everyone here, Father. Lord, we pray, O God, that your blood will cleanse every sin. May you take a hold and possess the being of everyone. The heart of everyone may be filled with your presence, that every evil works of the enemy will be cleansed out of our life. Grant it, King of Glory. As we go meditating on these things, O Father, may we turn our feet, Lord, to your word. May we turn our feet to your way of mercy, that we might be set free completely from anything that is wrong. Grant it, Father. Bless each person. Meet us at the point of our needs. Those that desire the Holy Spirit, which is the final solution to man, may you feed them, dear Father. Lord, every heart that is slothful, may you give them desperation, O God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you walk upon every one of us, that none of us will be a bench woman, will be an onlooker. None of us, Lord, should be just an escort on this journey. May none of us be a spectator. May we all be partakers of your blessing, that when this life will be over, Lord, we will be at your feet to enjoy eternity together. Grant it, Heavenly Father. All the blessings we have received today, we pray, O God, that they will be permanent in our life. The vessel you have just used, your servant, we pray you will bless him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Recall him, O God, for the next time, Lord, that we stand before your children. May it be from glory unto glory, from greater height to greater height, Father. All the services ahead, other places, we pray you will bless your servants also. And Lord, the blessings you are giving to your children, may they never diminish from each one. Thank you for the entire day. Lord, the path that each of us has played today, may we never not lose the reward. May the reward, O God, be given to everybody, Father. Be with us as we go back to our homes this new week, that your grace has made us to start in your presence. May your presence continue with us. Be with students, be with workers, be with business people. Lord, be with travelers. Lord, we pray, O God, for the programs that we have this week, the prayer program, both the ones here and the one that we do at Ikiti. May you take absolute control of every situation. We pray for your protection all the journeys. We pray for your mercy in every program. Lord, may each one be successful to the glory and the honor of your name. When everything will be over, O Father, may we have recourse to rejoice and praise your wonderful name. Bring us back to the service on Wednesday. Be with us on Tuesday when we go to you. Lord, bless each of this garden. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, some of us that will travel to Ekiti, take us safely and bring us back safe when we are coming back. Thank you for all things. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. But I have not carried those books. We are grateful unto the Lord for the entire day. And Sister Mary is here, she has come. We trust that we enjoy the week. And our next physical gathering here will be Wednesday. On Tuesday, we are expected to be at UI, the second gate. International Conference Center, by 11 a.m. is when the program kicks off. When you enter the place, you definitely see the cars parked. You know where the thing is taking place. The Lord bless every one of you. Shall we rise? When I saw that cleansing fire.
Thank you.